Yeshana, Suki Yeshana. What does what is a Suki Yeshana? Do you know what it means?
Sorry?
Old Suki.
Yeah, 30 years or more. 30 days or more. Okay, not 30 years. 30 years is very old, but yeah. 30 days are older, right? It's possible. Say no problem. That's the way we passed it. The Izui, so you should know that. I'm assuming you all know that halacha, Beis Hillel v'Shammai halacha. It's like Beis Hillel. Does anybody know? Does anybody know the exceptions?
Yeah, there's one. I just covered it.
I know it's tzitzis.
Very good. There is one exception.
Is that right?
There's an exception.
Yes. The number of strings is tzitzis. Beis Shammai say for 4 and Beis Hillel says 3.
I read it earlier today with the sukkah is maybe the minimum, like something with like your head and your body and the table.
Very good.
And that's another. That's Shammai is more stringent.
That's right. Beis Hillel Shammai is more stringent, and the halacha probably. Well, it's a stringent opinion. Beis Shammai. In general, there are the what's called the Yud Chesedavar, right? The Moran Shabbos describes 18 cases where, they got together in the attic of, I forget, somebody. And they Beis Shammai Rabba Beis Hillel, in that particular instance Beis Shammai, there were more people than Beis Hillel, and so they quickly said, let's have votes about these 18 things, and they passed 18 beers before Beis Hillel knew what was going on.
Really?
So that those 18 things, halacha is like Beis Shammai.
Sounds like Congress.
And then another seven, the Rav Sadia Goin says there's another 17 incidences throughout Shas, of which these are two, where for no discernible reason the halacha is in fact like Beis Shammai. Okay.
The way we're wearing
the
bed.
I'll test someone else. Right. So basically, Sukkah Yishana, what is it? Well, it's like, Kol Shas, Al Kain Mokhag Shishin Yoyim, and Sukkah, which was made 30 days before Chag. Aval, Yem Asal, Lashem, Chag, Afiu, Mitchil, Sashana, Kshay Rabba. If you made it, Lashem, like, for the purposes of Sukkahs, it doesn't matter when you made it. And the implications, even Beis Shammai, I would say it's okay. Right?
Who would make a Sukkah Stam?
By somebody building a pagoda in their backyard.
So, what are the chances of being a kosher sukkah?
Wait, building a.
Not that hard to build a kosher sukkah.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's not that. You do it accidentally. We had, for my sukkah, like, it's like a fairly sizable sukkah, so, like, the stock kind of, like, bends. So we built a like a contraption out of wood, which like might be a sukkah itself to hold the stock up.
Oh really?
Yeah, and like now and then we got lazy, so we just lifted up all year.
Okay. What did Shammai say this? Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, the implication of Beis Shammai is, what's the logic behind Beis Shammai's opinion?
That it's possible.
Yeah, why would it be possible?
7 days.
Well, why would it be possible? But they said if you make it for the purpose of sukkahs, then it doesn't matter how long it's up.
Shem mitzvah.
Very good. So it sounds like they want that these need to be done lishma, right? If it's done within 30 days of the chag, then it's, you know, just assume you did it for the purpose of sukkah, you did it lishma. If not, then you have to do that seder. If you did it before, then you have to say that specifically. That seems to be the logic of their position.
Let's ask the age-old question. Why?
It's gonna be there. Okay. Amarakra, why does Beis Shammai think it needs to be done Lishma? Amarakra, Chag Zechit Shivat Yamim Lashem. Sukkah Asiyah Lashem Chag Mo'inan. The Pasuk said that the Chag Sukkah should be 7 days for God. Therefore, it has to be done for that purpose. That's the implication. Rashi says the point is Lashem. When it says Lashem, means for the purpose of the mitzvah of God. That's what the Pasuk is trying to tell you. According to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, what did Beis Hillel think about that? Why didn't they agree? Humi Baile, if the Rabbi the Jerusha, Zam Rav Shesh, the Shom Rabbi Yekiva, Minayin Leitzei Sukkah, She'asur and Kol Shiva, Talmud Leimer, Chag HaSukkah, Shivat Yamim Lashem. What did Beis Hillel do with that pasuk? So, Beis Hillel learned a different din for that pasuk, that it's aser to get to use the wood or the stock of a sukkah for anything other than a sukkah during sukkahs. Right, why? Because the pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah, Shivat Yamim Lashem. For 7 days, it is Lashem. The rest of the time, it's not. But for 7 days, it's only Lashem, and you can only be used for that purpose.
So it's not that you use it before sukkah for something else in our past.
No. And that's a halacha called huksa lemitzvasa. That halacha is called huksa lemitzvasa. It was set aside for the mitzvah. It cannot be used for anything else. What is something else that was huksa lemitzvasa?
Chandra candles.
Maybe.
I'm not supposed to use them. That's why I'm right.
Slightly complicated example.
Okay. Matzah.
No.
That's how we eat matzah. We don't eat matzah on the farm.
No.
On the day before.
Think sukkahs.
A little of an esrog.
Yeah, arba minim. So somebody's told you that, you know, there might be a problem with just holding the esrog to sukkah. That's not the reason why. It's just we pass it. That also is huksa lemitzvasa.
Oh, so you can't take your friends out of it.
Wow. It's funny, like the shayla that a rabbi never ever gets. It's a putter for me to poke out my friend's eye with a love. Sure, it's aser because huksa lemitzvasa. I really hope no rabbi has answered that. Okay, fine.
I knew you were
going to say that. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Zerah said, just like Shem Shamayim, right? God's name is upon the Chagiga, meaning it's Asur Get Hanok. I'm picking it. The Chagiga has a real Isra Me'ilah. Right? So too, there is an Isra Hanah when it comes to Sukkah, any Hanah other than the Hanah that you're meant to get from a Sukkah, because it's Chag Sukkah. The Chag of Sukkah Shabbat Yom Hashem, just as the Chag, right, the Korban Chagiga, has Shem Shamayim on it, so does the Sukkah have Shamayim, say Shem Shamayim on it. And therefore there is a similar Isra Hanah. Don't Beishamai also need this pasuk to teach us the halacha of huksa lemitzvasa? Says inachinami. Absolutely, that's correct. They in fact do learn this halacha from this pasuk. What's the problem then?
Why do they learn the original?
Very good. Why do they think that the sukkah has to be built the shema? Right. Ella, my time will be shama. Exiv kra karina chag asukah is taase lecha shivas yamim. The pasuk says taasukah is taase lecha shivas yamim.
That's from right. My parsha.
I'm sorry.
That's from my parsha. The pasuk.
The ois b'chol.
Cool. Sukah asuya l'shem chag boyin, and that teaches us you need a sukkah that's made for the purpose of the chag. Right, for you, I suppose, lecha, for you to use during the chag.
So they use the same
pasuk? As opposed to for the mitzvah of God. Well, no, it's a different pasuk.
Oh, yes.
The first pasuk was chag asukah sivas yamim, and the second one was chag asukah sivas yamim, lecha sivas yamim. So the sukkah should be made for you as a sukkah for 7 days. Okay. What did I say? That pasuk teaches us that it is in fact mutter to build a sukkah during Chol Moed. Right? If you didn't build a sukkah before Chag, or ultimately you just need a second sukkah for whatever reason, you can build a sukkah in Chol Moed. What's the classic case of needing to build another sukkah during Chol Moed?
You went to Israel for the first days and you came back.
No. I think much more classic this. No.
Falls down.
Very good. That's right.
Can I ask a question? Why does Beit Hillel learn?
Your family grew exponentially over the course of
time. I know it could be a long, winded answer. Why did Beit Hillel learn one? Like, why did they pick to learn one thing from that and the other when they both seem like very similar?
Beit Hillel thinks.
Like, I don't see the difference in that they'll learn one thing from that.
No, the first halacha of huksa lemitzvasa you couldn't learn from the same pasuk.
Why?
Because chag asukah tase lecha. Right, the whole point of it was it's Lashem. Just like Shem Shukah is on the Chag, it's okay. On the Sukkah. So you can't get that from the second pasuk.
Oh, so they're all about the Lashem part.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the point in this case. Sometimes it's harder, but in this case it's pretty clear. They couldn't have gotten the first thing from the second pasuk.
But I feel like they sometimes come up with what they want to learn out from the pasuk and they'll find a way to learn it out from the pasuk.
Yeah. I don't think that's very likely. Imki Rashi does say that, Pachor Yoter.
Why does he say that?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where it is. The person who made it famous is Rosh Hashem Rafael Hirsch. He writes in the 19 letters, he's like, what's the point of the... There's a machlok... The Rambam famously said, what's the point of Yil Gimel Shirash HaRanish Rashban? To get new halachos, right? That's what you think it's for, right? So Rishim Shomrafar Hirsch has, in one of his 19 letters, he says, no, it's not because it's not for that, it's to check that they got the dinim right. Meaning they remember they had masuras about all these dinim, and then they had to then work them out using the Yudgim and the Midrash to address them so to make sure they got things right.
So they did it the other way.
So that was, he quotes a Rashi to prove it. He's right, it's partial to Rashi says. I'm trying to remember now why. But anyway, you can check it in 19 letters.
I think that makes more sense, like, religiously, though. It's not that we looked at a book, had a set of rules, and then just used these rules to come up with our own things. It's like we had these things that we do anyway, and then we used the rules to show why we do that.
My best guess is that the messy answer is probably the right one.
That?
The messy answer is probably the right one.
Which the messy answer is, then?
Is the right one.
Which is the messy answer?
Sometimes it's this, and sometimes it's that. So, you know, they're probably both a little bit right. Depends a little bit on the case. You know. Life is very rarely that simple.
It's philosophy.
Okay, fine. Right? Sorry, we just read that. Rabbi Eliezer Damarain and Sinkol Soka Bechol Shema Wait, and Beishamai say, agree with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer said that it is forbidden to build a sukkah in Cholo Shel Moed. Why? Which famous opinion of Rabbi Eliezer is that referring to?
Eric Ayashin.
Yes, thank you. It is in Perek Yoshe, and I'll even go further. I also can read the Rashi. It's on Chaf Zayim on Vez. Rabbi Eliezer has an opinion that you have to sleep in the same sukkah for all 7 days. That you have to eat and sleep in the same sukkah for all 7 days.
Really? So why don't you just sukkah falls down?
You can't. Yes. What? Take a problem.
But you got to put it back up.
You can't. It's not the same sukkah then.
Oh.
Taka problem.
So that's not a very practical opinion by Rabbi Eliezer.
You're not. You're honest. Try to build a better sukkah.
He wants to raise like.
I'm assuming that.
You know,
some people like they put like tremendous thought into their sukkah to make sure it's like really solid and it's just not gonna. There's nothing that'll ever happen to it. And they come up with all these kunsim, you know. I know people who what they do is they'll put beams over the sukkah at exactly the same place as over the stach at exactly the same point of the beams under the stach, and then they cable tie the whole thing together really tightly to make sure that the stach is really firmly held down.
Oh, really? I would still wouldn't doubt just to like.
Yeah. It depends where you live. They live in front, so.
Is that a cable tie to your stuff?
What?
Cable tie is not a cable tuma.
Cable tie is definitely not a cable
tuma. What?
Why would they be a cable tuma?
Oh, you can.
This is also what happens to be a moment to moment. So according to everybody except the Chazanish, you don't need to worry about being a cable tuma. But I don't think it's partially a cable tie, it's not a cable tuma.
So even if you tie with string, it's okay.
This is a maimed, so this is holding the wood together, not the actual stuff. We'll get to the sugya maimed later, right? We haven't gone through it yet, but that is this. So some people are like, you can build a sugya that's more solid, just most people don't bother. I mean, it's like, okay, it falls through, and then you just put the stuff back up. Anyway, so Rabbi Eliezer has an opinion, you cannot rebuild the sugya. If it falls down, you've got a real problem, right? And the Chachamim, Rabbi Kiva, said in that Mishnah that no, you in fact can eat and sleep in a different sukkah every 5 minutes. It doesn't make a difference, right? And therefore, they're going to hold that you can build a sukkah in Chol Shemot. By the way, parenthetically, it should be noted that Mara in a couple of places refers to Rabbi Eliezer as a Shamuti. As Machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos, what does that mean? Rashi says that means is that he was in Shamta, he was in Chorim.
Yeah.
Why? There's a story of Tanur Shalach Lai. We have an explicit Mara that says that Rabbi Eliezer was put in Chorim.
Uh-huh.
Right? So that's why the Gemara refers to him as Shamuti. Tosfos says, no, Rabbi Eliezer was an important Tana. We're not going to make fun of him by saying he was in Chorim. Like, I mean, he was, but like, never. No, Tosfos say what it means is that he was a Talmud of Beis Shammai.
Beis Shammai was an Arab.
I'm sorry?
Beis Shammai was an Arab.
No, but. Anyway, okay. Fine. So it is that we've got this opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that you cannot build a second Kol Shamayim. That is what Reish Lakish are going to agree with. It's definitely, there is no question that it's very frequent for Rabbi Eliezer to agree with Reish Lakish. Okay. Uveis Hila Leis Lehu De Rav Yehuda Amara. And then the Gemara says, but wait, what about what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav? And I've not, what's it referring to?
It goes on to say, no?
Oh, very good. Thank you. Tamar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asa mina koitzim o mina ninin o mina garden psula mina sisin ksheira. So, what don't be held of what race of what was said in what Rav Yehuda said in the name of that he if he made that if he made tzitzis, mind you. Now we're talking about tzitzis, it's not about sukkah. The Gemara will explain what the relationship between them is, right? From garden meaning. If you make it from the garden, what are the garden? The garden are, Rashi says, the strings that just come out of the... I mean, sometimes you have a little bit of string coming out of the edge of a cloth.
Okay.
Right? If you just take those strings and tie tzitzis with them, instead of actually putting strings through. Yeah? So that's possible. I mean, the coat's in... So that's basic. The kotzin are the same. Rashi says the same thing as the garden. They're just coming out of it, and it's from a different direction. They're coming from the shesi instead of from the erek. Right, the erek is the vertical strings in a cloth, and the shesi is on a weave, and the shesi is the horizontal strings. Yeah, and the nimin. Basically, if you my wife's grandmother showed me when we were last time in Puerto Rico, and they were making me a new telescope, and so she was showing me all the things that she was doing. So one of the things they do is it's called finishing. Do any of you know what it means?
Yeah, it's a finish.
Thank you. It's clever, that one.
I know what you mean. It's like
okay. So it's what it is.
Can't explain.
If you look at, let's say, my
whatever you
slightly
like,
dirty cuffs, so you can see that they've had a stitch made around the edge, right? Which basically holds the two sides of it together, so it's nice and neat, all nice and neat. It's like basically kneading it at the end. You sew it in a little bit on itself.
You want to see the quality of a piece of clothing, you often look at the finish.
I'm sorry?
You want to see the quality of a piece of clothing, you often look at the finish.
I'll take your word for it. So I have made a practice of my entire life of never buying my own clothing for myself. I allow the women in my life to deal with it, so I have no opinion about that particular issue. But anyway, so that's apparently what. If you take the stitching from that and you make this out of that,
you just take it out.
No, you just take there's something that's left hanging off, and so you decide to tie this from what's left hanging off instead of putting strings through, especially for the purpose of tying this.
Does that mean it's attached to your shirt, or you cut it out?
No, it's still attached. You just took it out. Tightness is whatever's still attached. No, each of the three cases are just a little bit of string that's hanging off, right? And you just choose the place instead of what's hanging off. You don't choose to put it strings. That's the common denominator. Psula, right? That is possible, right? Why? Because you have to tie tzitzis l'shem. L'shem tzitzis. That is a halacha tzitzis apostle mida or raita if you don't. Right? If you are tying your own tzitzis, it's very important. Before you put the tzitzis, the strings through the holes, you have to say l'shem is a tzitzis. If you don't, it may be puzzle to the end.
Really?
Yes.
Puzzle to the end.
Taking turns off
then. Well, I was hoping the other being just like
awkward. Yes, but
that would just mean you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of
tzitzit. Give me half the mitzvah since it's a favor of Kohen Gadol.
Oh, so you better off just not wearing a garment.
I wouldn't go that far. You should wear a garment. You should just wear it right.
What?
You should wear a garment. You should just wear it right.
Wouldn't it be worse to wear 4 corner garment without tzitzit than to wear no four corner garment?
Of course it is, but better to wear a 4 corner garment with tzitzit than wear it right.
So it's not like not doing it. It's like really not doing it.
Yeah. Okay, if you make it from the sisin, shira, right? What does sisin mean? It means you basically took not such nice strings, right? Maybe they're the same strings that we're talking about. You ripped them off and then put them through the shame. Sisis, that already is kosher. Why? Because they were put into the beged for the purpose of sisis. Okay? In that case, it is kosher, right? So don't Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Well, don't Beit Hillel hold of this thing that Rav Yehuda sent them for. What's the relevance to us?
The same mitzvah.
I'm sorry?
The same mitzvah.
Yeah, in other words, if tzitzis have to be made the same mitzvah, then why doesn't the sukkah have to be made the same mitzvah? Ki amrisa kami de shmul amar li av min asizin nami psula deva inan tviyal ishna. And when we said it in front of Shmuel, he said that even from the sisin is possible. Why? Because it's not enough that they hung on the sisis themselves, l'shem mitzvah. They have to actually, the string has to be sort of, I don't know what this word is in English, but you know how they're sort of twisted together? Like, the strings have actually a number of strings inside them. Yeah. So all strings are like that, just happens to be considered better. But you see it better with sisis strings, they're a little bit thicker, right? That has to be done with the shem mitzvah as well. Yeah. Question exactly, what is that referring to? Is that just referring to the twisting? If you look at my tzitzis, so you can see that they're sort of twisted around each other, right? The strings are twisted around each other, and then each of the strings that's actually twisted around each other is in turn consistent of even smaller strings which are twisted on each other, right? Yeah? All your tzitzis are like that. It's just easier to see it if you've got thicker strings, but if you have thinner strings, this is also true. So the initial twisting is called the shizur, and second level twisting is called, at least today, the tviya. There is a machlokes rishonim: does the tviya in the Gemara refer to the tviya what we call tviya, which is the second twisting, or just also the shizur, which is the first twisting? So you'll see that there is a chumrah, which many achronim say is a good idea, to insist not only on tviya lishma but on shizur lishma. Because there's a machlokes rishonim about that. Okay. So it's a hachi nami nevaya sukkah esli lishma. Shouldn't the sukkah also have to be made lishma? Just like tzitzis have to be made lishma? It's a shiny awesome damar kra. Dilim ta'aseh lecha lecha l'shem chovcha. The pasuk, that's different. Why? Because the pasuk says you should make dilim, you should make, let's translate literally, chains, because that's what dilim really translates as, right? Lecha, for you, right? So what does lecha mean? Lecha, for you, in the name of your obligation. By the way, parenthetically, if you look at karai tzitzis, firstly, they really do put tzitzis on a beggar and then pin it to the wall. Like, they actually do that. That rumor is, like, apparently true. I have found out.
There's a shul in, like, the old city.
Yeah, there's a karai there. I haven't been inside, but I've seen it.
I was going, like, some guy afterwards is answering all these questions about, like, uh-huh. I don't know.
And the second thing is, if you look on the Karaite International, whatever it's called, website, right?
Yeah.
Which is fascinating, because apparently they accept Rosh Bama Al Torah as a halachic posek. I kid you not. because he's fresh with the Shemikra. I can use, like, seriously, all the way through. They're great. The Rashbam said this, and the Rashbam said that, it's very funny. It's fantastic. So, they one of their claims against us, Rabbanon Jews, is that we do tzitzis wrong because we don't do chain strings that look like chains. We do strings that are tied in knots. The word dilim really means chains.
Look like chains. Okay.
Yeah.
That's true. By the way, is Gemara now having the argument with Hillel, because we know that Shammai do say
no. We're asking a question on Hillel, right? We're assuming that base Hillel accept, not Hillel, but base Hillel, right? Accept the halacha that tzitzis need to be made lishma. Clearly, they say the sukkah does not need to be made lishma, right? Given that's the case, why the difference? right? Say, achanami, what's the obvious question we could ask? If we say that tzitzit seems to be made l'shma b'yazuk dilim ta'as elcha, so what's the obvious question?
It does say.
The pasuk says lecha about sukkah as well.
So why wouldn't it be the same lecha?
I'm sorry.
Talking about the chag, not the booth. The booth is lecha.
So it says the pasuk. No, we learned lecha is it in the sukkah, right? That the sukkah. Sorry. I mean, Beis Shammai used it l'shem chavcha, right? And Beis Hillel said that it proved that sukkah can be built during Chol Moed. So the question is, why don't sukkah? Why don't Beis Hillel use it? Why don't Beis Hillel use that halacha? That pasuk teaches us a halacha that a sukkah has to be made l'shma. So the answer they gave: so hahumi baile lemeute gzula. No, this teaches a different halacha that a sukkah which you stole. It's possible, right? You can all fulfill the mitzvah with it. It gets us into a discussion. That's called mitzvah b'avera. What exactly is mitzvah b'avera? We'll see it later. But fine, no, just mentioning, right? Hasam nami. I'm sorry. Yeah, a little bit gossip.
Grade 7.
Cool. So why don't you say with tzitzis then? It also tells us that a stolen terror, that stolen beged or stolen strings are no good for the purpose of tzitzis.
Well, Beis Hillel learns how from that
pasuk. Beis Hillel learned halacha from Chagasuk Tase Lecha. Why Lecha? Not Lishnei Chayivcha. Lema'otik zula, the teacher that can't be stolen.
Apart from the same pasuk, same wording as the pasuk.
Yeah, it's this, we learn the Shema. So what's the difference? Again, what's the difference? Right? Hasam ksib krachorina v'asul shlahem mishalahem. Now there it says v'asulahem, which we darsh to mean from what belongs to them and not from what belongs to someone else, and therefore the lecha in dealing to atel is left over, so you can darshan it to mean lishma. With zuka, there's no extra lecha, and therefore you cannot darshan a halacha of lishma. Shkoyach, gentlemen, we will continue tomorrow.